The following program is presented by ILAC Radio. For more, go to ilacradio.com. Welcome to today's episode of Celebrity English. On today's show, we have Cristiano Ronaldo, the famous Portuguese footballer, or as we say in Canada, soccer player. Today, you'll learn about verbs that are followed by a gerund or infinitive with little to no change in meaning. For example, it started to rain and it started raining. Here's an important word that you'll hear on today's show. Arrogant. Behaving in an unpleasant or rude way because you think you're more important than other people. Let's listen to a clip of Ronaldo when he was asked if he thinks that he is arrogant.
If you really know me, if you are my friend, if you live inside my house, if you share the day with me, you will know that I hate to lose.
Ronaldo makes a mistake when he says, "I hate to lose." Instead of using the past tense lost, in this case, Ronaldo should have used a gerund or an infinitive. Listen again to Ronaldo's mistake.
You will know that I hate to lost.
Let's take a closer look at these verb forms. Gerunds and infinitives may function as subjects or objects in a sentence. Either form would be correct in the case of Ronaldo's sentence. A gerund is a verb in its ing form that acts as a noun. The gerund form of the verb lose is losing. A gerund names an activity rather than naming a person or a thing. For example, I hate losing. Infinitives are formed with two plus the base form of the verb. The infinitive form of the verb lose is to lose. An infinitive is a verb form that acts as other parts of speech in a sentence. For example, I hate to lose. These verb forms can be a little confusing because some common verbs are followed by a gerund, like suggest. They suggested staying at the hotel. Avoid. He avoided talking to her. Discuss. We discussed working at the company. And some are followed by an infinitive, like need. I need to study. Forget. I forgot to lock the door when I left. Seem. Nancy seemed to be sad. And some, like the verb hate, which Ronaldo uses, can be followed by both forms. I hate to lose, and I hate losing. Once you become familiar with the different situations gerunds and infinitives are used in, the forms become a lot less confusing. The interesting thing is that Ronaldo corrects himself later in the interview. Let's listen. And you'll hear how he has now corrected his mistake.
The people who call me arrogant, most of them, I like, you know, one day to sit with them and to have a, you know, a chat with them to see which way they see that I am arrogant. Because I think they have to sit with me, to speak with me, to know who is real Cristiano. I'm a friend of who is my friend. I hate to lose. I'm honest. I'm the direct person.
Now that time, he got it right. Congratulations, Ronaldo. Well, that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed learning English with Ronaldo. And if you want to learn more about studying English in Canada at ILAC, check us out at ilac.com.